From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Investors in the nation's bond market seem to be rediscovering risk. Today, they've been flocking to safe bonds like U.S. Treasuries. That's driving the prices of those bonds up, even as the interest rates they pay go down. And why this flight to safety? A week's worth of bad news about other bonds and a cold shower yesterday in public comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. Steve, recount for us first what's gotten people so jittery this past week.
Well, Noah, it started with news that some Bear Stearns hedge funds were nearly worthless. Those funds were investing in bonds backed by subprime mortgages. Now, people started to realize from that some bonds with supposedly low risk ratings might in fact be risky. Excuse me. Then yesterday, Ben Bernanke said that losses from subprime investments could be, quote, fairly significant. And suddenly people started to remember that traditionally risky investments like these do have a downside.
The subprime market, though, is a small part of the economy in any event. Why worry so much about it?
Well, two reasons, Noah. First, people now wonder if this kind of risky lending is limited to the subprime market. There's been a lot of easy lending out there, not just to consumers, but huge amounts of debt financing for corporate buyouts. And even if the immediate damage doesn't go far beyond subprime, the mess there is leading to a tightening of lending. Now, all this available loan money we've had is a form of what market experts call liquidity. And William O'Donnell at UBS Securities told me today that a credit tightening creates worries about the wider economy.
For a long time, there's just been a massive amount of liquidity. It was easier for home buyers to find money to buy a home. It was very easy in the equity market for buyers to issue debt. The fear right now is that this sort of vast ocean of liquidity will be constrained. And all of this keeps the engine of stock prices going up, the economy doing well, and now more and more people are sort of casting doubt as to whether this engine can continue without sputtering.
We've got a lot of metaphors there. What does he mean by sputtering? What kind of scenario would that be?
Well, let's take a breather here and say that most of these scenarios haven't unfolded yet, and Ben Bernanke doesn't think there'll be a big unraveling, but they could unfold this way. Let's say the housing slowdown gets worse, and the broad consensus is we're heading there. Tighter lending slows down corporate deal-making, which has helped to prop up stock prices, and borrowing for everyone is getting more expensive. All of those are drags on the economy. And depending on how bad the combination of those drags get, you could get a recession, even a fairly deep one. And, you know, recession is just a nice word for tough economic times.
Yeah, there was one of those after the last big housing bubble back in the late 1980s.
Right. And it took 3 or 4 years to unwind that bubble, let's remember. And it ended, as William O'Donnell reminded me today, with the very costly collapse of the savings and loan industry. So the message the markets are sending today is that the risk factors are building up. And even Ben Bernanke can't tell you exactly how that'll play out.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It is produced by American Public Media.